B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 4:32. Let's get a Twitter poll update, and we'll get to Jay Wright and talk some NCAA basketball here. Twitter poll is brought to us by PoweredByMoyer.com with Jen Squarto. Jen, what do we have?
All right, what Sixers issue is concerning you the most? 11% Maxi slump, 12% Thibault's bad offense, 27% Harden slump, and 50% still no bench outside of Niang.
All righty, thank you very much. All right, NCAA tournament time. Of course, the team carrying the flag for the Philadelphia area, as always, in the field as a two seed this year, the Villanova Wildcats, and their head coach, who is in the Hall of Fame and is tremendously respected in the field. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jay Wright joins us. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Mikey. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing. Listen, I got to tell you, I'm almost in awe of you at this point. Seriously, I mean, your teams are always buttoned down. They're always competitive. And, like, this was a team that nobody really, you know, thought what you guys were all about. And here you are as a two seed. You win the Big East tournament. How do you do it?
We have good players, man. We really do. We have really good players. Colin Gillespie's made such a difference, you know, being back as a fifth-year guy, Jermaine Samuels as a fifth-year guy. Justin Moore, you know, he's one of the best guards in the country. And I think sometimes because of the way we play, they don't get they're not fancy, but they're really good. And Eric Dixon, young guy from Abington High School here, is coming on and really playing well. So it's always players, Mike. You know that.
Well, I don't know that. I think that you have turned players into really an interesting little system here where you're never out of anything and you're always a threat. And so, try to explain to people how you coach these guys into this tight system.
Well, it starts, Mike, with getting guys that this sounds simple, but getting guys that want to be coached, that actually have the combination of intelligence and humility, you know, where they say, all right, I'm really good. You know, I'm getting recruited by Villanova and all these other schools. I'm really good, but I want to get better, and I think I can get better, and I want someone to push me and coach me. So that sounds real simple, but there aren't really a lot of guys like that. So we get those guys, you know, like Justin Moore played at DeMatha High School. You know, he one of the, you know, the most prestigious high schools in the country basketball wise. But yet he still came to Villanova saying, "I want you to push me. I want you to make me better." You know, and then you get a guy like Colin Gillespie who you know is an Archbishop Wood. He wins the city championship in Philly, and people, yeah, he was a Catholic League Player of the Year. He was really good, but he came in saying, like, "I want to go there and be challenged and pushed and get better." So when you get to work with guys like that, you can coach them, you know, and they can improve a lot. And that really what it comes down to is it's how what their mentality is.
Let's talk about Gillespie because, you know, this is a really interesting point to me. And I look at guys that you bring in, and at first I go, you know, the first one was Archie Diacono, and then, like, you know, Gillespie wasn't, like, highly recruited, 6'2". You wouldn't say he's overly quick, but you see something in these dudes, especially at that point guard role where you can just rely on them. So what did you see in Gillespie early on as a high school player at Archbishop Wood?
You know, Ashley Howard, who's now the head coach of LaSalle, was our assistant, and he's the one that really first saw him. I mean, that's, you know, you see him. We watch all these games, but you're like, yeah, like you said, you're like, yeah, he was a football player. His dad was assistant football coach at Archbishop Wood. He was a quarterback until 10th grade. And, you know, then we see him like in 11th grade and we're like, you know what? That kid's got some bounce. He's got some toughness. He's smart. He's affecting the games. He's impacting the games, not just being the leading scorer. And then you do your research and you see, like, you know what? He's a football quarterback. He didn't do all the AAU stuff. When, you know, if you get him and he's playing basketball full time, he can be really good. He literally came to Villanova with the understanding that I might never start there. I just want to be a part of a winner. I want to be a part of a winner. I want to get my degree. So that one we got lucky on, Mike. I got to be honest. Like, we didn't think he'd be two-time Big East Player of the Year and an absolute assassin down the stretch in any game.
And that's the thing.
I didn't see that.
He is an assassin. And it's like, because I was, you beat Creighton, and I'm looking at Doug McDermott, and the first guy he comes up to is like, he gets that wry smile, like, you beat me again, to Gillespie. and that's the kind of thing he does. It's like amazing to me.
Doug McDermott's a great coach, man. He's got a great young team. All those guys are coming back that we just played. But after the game, I read a quote where he said, we got Gillespie. And it's like, at the end of games, now, we have been fortunate this way. Archie Diacono was this way. Lowry was this way. Brunson was this way. And we do look for this. Like, not just a point guard that can run your team and make the right pass, but a guy that's got a toughness as a winner that impacts games. That was the first thing we saw with Colin. You'd see some high school games where he'd go get some big-time rebounds at the end of the game against 6'8", 6'9", guys. And he's the kind of guy that whatever it takes to win a game, he enjoys doing it. Like, one game in a Big East tournament against UConn, he had 5 points, 10 assists. There was a game he played during the season at St. John's at the Garden where he shouldn't have played the game. The doctor said he can't play. His ankles, he can't play. He hobbled up into the court, got 0 points. The only game in his career, he had zero. He had 10 defensive rebounds, 10. So he just got it. And he'll do anything to win a game.
As a coach, I can imagine how comforting that is to you. And then you mentioned Dixon, and Dixon does give you some girth in there, and he has had a decent year. But I noticed that you went small against Creighton, even though they had Sean Bradley playing for him in that game. And you went small and had Dixon off the floor. Is this something that you are going to experiment with in the tournament, like going small, because that gives you kind of a defensive edge to be quick?
Yeah, it'll give us an option. Like, we've played some good teams with good big guys. Like, we played UCLA early in the year at UCLA. We played Purdue. And when you've got Eric in there with his strength and his size, he's good against those guys. And then sometimes when you play a guy like that, like Kid Cockbrenner from Creighton, he's 7'1". You know, he's so big, and you got to get him away from the baskets. But there was a point there in the first half where Eric had a couple plays. He posted them up, so you can go both ways, and it gives us the flexibility to play against different styles in the NCAA tournament.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, what do you think of your draw here as a two? Delaware, very interesting with the Villanova connection. The former player, and of course the Inglesby name, Villanova. So take me through that part of your bracket.
We've learned being in this tournament long enough that you take who they give you. You don't complain. You don't complain about where you play. You just go play, concentrate on your opponent. But having said that, when it pops up, I've watched them during the year because Martin is related to all the Inglesbys, obviously, and I wanted him to do well. And Dylan Painter, who transferred from Villanova, is a great kid that we've all stayed in touch with. We want him to do well. So I've seen that is not a 15 seed. And Mike Jensen from the Inquirer made a really good point today at our Coaches versus Cancer practice. He said, when you need somebody, it doesn't just hurt that team. It hurts the teams they play too sometimes, all the familiarity. I know it's good for fans. Everybody likes it. I hate it because they know us well. And we know them though. And I think they play in a great conference. They got really talented players. So it's a tough 15 seed. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, most people are looking at it like, yeah, of course it's going to be a tough game. But then, like, here's where you got Tennessee, you got Arizona. They're the two teams you have to beat to get to the Final Four. And I know you don't want to look ahead, but, you know, that seems to be the bracket here. And I think you match up actually pretty well with both of them. So,
you look at that stuff, and we played Tennessee early in the year, real early, up at Mohegan Sun in the Hall of Fame Classic. And they had two freshman point guards, and who were great, but in that game, it was early, it was like the third game, they played like freshmen. And then I watched them during the year, man, they've gotten a lot better. And Arizona, it's amazing what Dempsey has done with that team. I don't know how he did that. One year, they're incredible. We played UCLA, I've seen Arizona play against UCLA, and wow, they've just got all the answers, the athleticism, the shooting, the intelligence. There's some good teams, but we just got to concentrate on Delaware because none of it matters if we don't get past Delaware.
Let me ask you this question, and so just a couple more. You know, the way the game has changed here as far as recruiting, the guys that were steadfast against the one-and-dones have started to do the one-and-dones, and Krzyzewski really turned that card over. And then there's this transfer portal. Now, I know you like to get your guys in your system, but will your thoughts in recruiting change from this point on?
Yeah, it has to a little bit, Mike. And what's really changing now is the combination of the transfer portal and the NIL. Because this is the way it's been this way for years. It should have been this way. But this is professional basketball now. This isn't college basketball. These aren't amateurs playing. Like, these guys are making good money, and they're going to continue to make really good money. So this in the spring now, when your roster, some kids, these other schools, they're going to come at some of these kids and say, "Hey, you're the seventh man at Villanova. You come to our school, we'll make you the number one guy, the go-to guy, and we'll make sure you make this much money in NIL money." And then they're going to come back and say, okay, how much is Villanova going to give me? And is it worth me staying as the seventh man? Or being... That's the reality of college basketball right now, which is just the way it is. I mean, these kids should make money off this. The sad part is we don't have a system set up that they can make money, and it's not going to turn into free agency every spring. But it's probably good for the game. It's definitely good for the kids. It's just... Yeah. A different way to look at college.
Well, listen, with all those businesses on Lancaster Avenue and Bryn Mawr, I'm sure you could whip up some endorsements for these kids. All these restaurants. Right. Gillespie cashed in with a car deal, I saw.
Yeah. Gillespie made a lot of money this year. I mean, there's a lot of people. He made more money than I made my first year out of college, I'll tell you that.
So, that's awesome.
It's good for these kids.
Jay, best of luck. Before I let you go, I got to ask you your opinion on the Sixers, who have taken over the town since they made that trade. Listen, you're a fan. You know what's going on. That Simmons thing was angst-ridden for everybody, and they finally popped that trade. So I'm curious to know what you think, whether you've given them any look, and what do you think of what they did here?
I like what they did. I haven't been able to watch them with James Harden. I was excited. I watched the first game, like everybody, you know. But I just think it's going to be a race to the playoffs, a race of time. Like, does Doc have enough time to get some chemistry going? There could be some ugly games here early, like there just was against Orlando. But that's going to be normal until they can figure this thing out. And it really doesn't matter when they figure it out, as long as they get it figured out by the playoffs. The playoffs could actually be, they could be like one of those teams in the NCAA tournament that gets hot in their conference tournament, wins it, and then makes a run through the NCAA playoffs. They could be that kind of team that comes together really late and then makes a run through the NBA playoffs. That's what I'm hoping for. It's definitely possible. With the personnel they have, it's a real challenge to get it done in this short period of time.
All right. Sounds good. Jay, always best of luck. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. And yeah, pull off another Final Four. I don't think you have enough Final Fours yet, so keep pulling it off. Right?
Thanks, Mike.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
see, that's Jay Wright, the head coach of Villanova Wildcats, and they're in a position again. It's just remarkable what that guy's been able to do down there. But now, you know, there's a different platform in college basketball. So you either keep up or you die. And he's going to have to keep up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.